Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Robin Lundberg here with you, coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans apply. Simply understand fully. Mortgage confidently. Some things are bigger in name than they are in reality. Dez Bryant being released, I would say, is one of them. You know, Dez Bryant is somebody that was talked about a lot throughout his NFL career. One, he was a good receiver when he was at his prime. I wouldn't call him an all-time great or anything, but he was very good. Had some very good seasons between 2012 and 2014 in particular. Now, I don't think he's a Hall of Fame receiver or anything like that. Doesn't have the kind of numbers, and I don't think he was as good as even some of his peers, but he was very good in his prime. And he was talked about a ton for a few reasons. One, he was very good. Two, he had some controversies personality-wise and the like. And three, he played for the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are a big-time organization. You know, if you're going to talk about a team in the NFL, the ones that get talked about the most are the Cowboys and the Patriots. And then you throw in the New York market, maybe with the Giants, but Packers, Steelers. But I think Cowboys and Patriots lead the way. So, Dez Bryant, if you're a sports talk consumer, you've heard a lot about him. And just the idea of him being released seems like a big deal. But this is not Odell Beckham, right? If Odell Beckham Jr. right now was traded, that'd be a huge deal. You know, Odell Beckham Jr. is the receiver du jour of the moment who gets talked about the most. And, you know, like we've had T.O. in the past and Randy Moss and those guys who, by the way, are all-time greats. Like, you know, Randy Moss and T.O. are top three in my mind. All-time greats. Beckham has that potential. But he hasn't stayed on the field consistently enough and hasn't proven it for long enough or anything like that. But Beckham is still smack dab in the middle of his prime. And Beckham, you know, all his other stuff has made him a lightning rod. So he's a huge talking point at the moment. So anything that happens with him is legitimately big news. Whether he's traded or he, you know, he's in a contract spat with the team. What have you, any of those things. It's not really the case for Dez Bryant. You know, I think it's more in name for Dez Bryant. Looking at his career resume, it's actually less impressive than I thought it would be. He really only had he had three 1,000-yard seasons. And since those seasons, he's been okay. And last year wasn't great. You know, he was targeted 132 times last year and only caught 69 of those targets. Doesn't strike me as a great conversion rate. Six touchdowns, okay. 838 yards, okay. 12.1 yards per reception, not so great. You know, his catch percentage was 64.7% in 2014. Very good. Actually, his catch percentage was very good his whole career up until 2015, where it was 43%, and since then, just 50%. I mean, I think the most telling thing is Dez Bryant's just not very good anymore. So that's Exhibit A, and the thing that supports it the most is his team was willing to release him. Right? Because there's a lot of times in the past people would have argued the Cowboys should have released Dez Bryant. I'm not saying they're right, but I'm telling you people would have argued it, right? considering some of the other stuff that was going along with him. He needed like a chaperone all the time and whatnot. Yeah, it seems like he's gotten some of his emotions under control. You know, he's still an emotional, fiery guy, but he's had fewer blowups in recent times. And I commend him if he has indeed, you know, gotten all the stuff that got him talked about under wraps. Not that he ever did, you know. We're not talking about some of the criminal things we see or anything like that. That's not what I'm alluding to. I just mean he was someone who got himself into the news or was talked about because of histrionics or little dust-ups or problems, just a myriad of things that add up. And if he's gotten all that squared away, good. But that has happened with a decline in ability. You know, the reason he was never let go or traded before is because he still had the ability. So the first thing that backs up that this isn't that big a deal is that the Cowboys are willing to do it in the first place. And I'm not saying they're perfect at talent evaluation or, you know, far from it. No NFL team. We've seen plenty of NFL teams make horrible talent evaluation in the past. But when you combine it with the numbers, it's fairly easy to say and not worry about being, you know, freezing cold take or whatnot, that Dez Bryant just isn't very good anymore. So while it's kind of stunning to see him released by the Cowboys because of his name, because he's been there his whole career, I don't think it's a very big deal. And I don't think where he winds up is a very big deal. Now, he is the kind of guy who is a firebrand. And I promise you he's got a chip on his shoulder now after this. You know, I bet for most of his career he thought he'd be playing for the Cowboys for his whole career. And he's on record saying that he wants to stay in the NFC East. That shows me that that's the competitive nature in him. All right, you release me, let me show you. I'll show you twice a year. I'll show you twice a year what a mistake you made. So I could see a bump in production for him next year in the first place he goes, just off of that emotion, off of that refocus, off of that hatred for the Cowboys. And, you know, some of this stuff is also financial. $16.5 million against the cap for the Cowboys next year. They're saving $8.5 million against the cap for the release, so they probably think they can allocate those finances in a better way. And maybe he gives the new team he goes to a little bit of a bump. Maybe his production bumps up a little bit because he is the kind of guy who I think will use this to motivate himself and use this to really come out like gangbusters. But in the grand scheme of things, I don't think this is really that big a deal. Now, here's a stat that maybe goes the other way. Dez Bryant, when it comes to games within one possession in the fourth quarter overtime, has 16 career touchdown catches. That puts him fifth of all time behind Randy Moss, Chris Carter, Jerry Rice, and Terrell Owens. So he's proven in big spots. And maybe he'll prove me wrong in what I'm saying, silly and all that. With the caveat, as what I said before, I think I expect him to start next year. If he's healthy, start next year very well. When he's fresh, when his body's fresh, when he's still angry about this, when he's got the prove-it season going on. Staying healthy is number one. If he gets injured, I think that would slow him down, obviously, like anybody else. But I don't know how long that boost of energy lasts, right? It's like the hot tag in pro wrestling when somebody's being beaten up and they finally get to the corner and they tag in their partner after they've been worn out the whole match, and then that partner comes in, and he's got this burst of energy, and he can't be stopped for a while, and he's taking down both members of the other team and throwing them off the ropes and drop kicking them, and then eventually that wears off. Or like a, if you prefer, a star for Mario, as an analogy, you get that star and you're like going, wah! Or the corner pebble in Pac-Man. You get that pebble and you're going for a minute and you use it, but eventually it wears off. I think you'll see Dez Bryant catch that at the beginning of next year, but I don't think that will last forever because I think his abilities have declined. And the first piece of evidence of that is that the Cowboys are willing to let him go in the first place because they wouldn't have been, and they weren't, even if they had some quote-unquote controversies around him earlier in his career. So I think this is a story that's much bigger in name than it is in impact. What do you think? Does the Dez Bryant release matter? Will he make an impact where he goes? I say it's fairly minimal. I think this is unfortunately part of the nature and the cruelty of that sport. As soon as you're not giving the team what they think they need from you, cut bait. Goodbye. Thanks for your service with the your organization. See you later. Money's more important to us than your loyalty or what you did for us or any of that stuff. It's a cruel business, especially the NFL, because you're not even just talking about players as transactional properties. You're talking about the toll that sport takes on the human body and the human mind. But I think when you're just talking from an impact point on the field, both with Dallas losing him and where he winds up, this is a relatively small story. Is the Dez Bryant release a big deal or not? 855-212-4227. At Robin Lundberg on Twitter. That's RobinLundberg. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
That is the truth. That is, in fact, my handle. R-O-B-I-N. Only girls spell it with the Y that I've noticed. I've never met a guy who spells it with a Y. But I have been confused as female many occasions for my name. Also been compared to Batman's partner, obviously. Josh Dixon tweets in, your opinion and hand-picked stats are ludicrous. Consider who has been throwing in the ball the last three seasons. You need an exceptional passing QB for your wide receivers to have success and catch percentage and yardage. Dez is and always has been elite as well as clutch. Well, I think Dak Prescott's good. So if you're telling me to consider who his quarterback is, the one who had an awesome rookie season, you know, like, that's not bad. Rhett tweets in, yes, Dez should have been cut, but don't overanalyze his numbers the past few years. Romo out in 15, rookie QB and run-heavy offense in 16, and last year the offense was a mess. Yo, he dropped a lot of passes. He dropped a lot of passes when I watched. He does not get the separation he used to. I don't have any issue with Dez Bryant, but if he was that good, they're probably not releasing him right now. It would, you know, if Odell Beckham got traded, that would cause hysteria. Not so much with Dez. Again, I think he'll bounce back at the beginning of next year. I think he's an emotional kind of guy. But I don't think he has the ability to sustain that long-term going forward where it's going to make a huge impact. It'll be fun to see him stick it to Dallas a few times. I'm not mad at that. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Jack in Oregon. Jack, you're up first on this here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening, Rob? How's it going? Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man.
I wasn't impressed with Dak Prescott's play last year when he didn't have Elliott in the game to take some of the heat off of him. I don't think he performed like he did his rookie year when Elliott was healthy. And in Dez's defense, you know, when you got other receivers, Beasley didn't do anything. You got, what, Williams and Butler, they're not really, you know, that big of a threat. So he was getting double teamed a lot. They only had to focus on him, especially with Elliott not in the game last year. And I'm a Niners fan, so I don't like the Cowgirls at all. So, you know, I think that he has some more gas left in the tank. I think he has the ability to go to one of these teams with some young receivers and give them a little bit of knowledge and help in that aspect. But I also think he's not done. You know, he's had a little bit of, and this is like you're gonna say, like you're kind of saying, it's gonna tick him off. He's the T.O. type of player. You're gonna tick him off. He's gonna come back harder. And I wanted to ask you, you said, you know, T.O., Randy Moss, you said the top three receivers. I'm assuming the number
Jerry
one.
Jerry Rice is the other one.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. My top three is Rice, Moss, and T.O. Or I could think about the order, but those are the top three to me.
I got Brown and Carter up there, too.
Chris Carter?
Yeah.
I think he's probably, he might be top five on my list.
Four or five. I like Tim Brown and Carter up there with Moss and Rice.
But, well, and some of these guys now have a chance to be, you know, like the Joneses of the world. And Antonio Brown actually is probably he might have already gotten on that list. But I am pretty solid on my top three as of right now, being the guys I just stated. And I agree with you that Dez's emotional energy will allow him to have a burst with his next team. But I don't think the ramifications of this are huge overall. How about Brian in Dallas? Brian, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, Robin. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So I just wanted to talk and let you know, hey, obviously Dallas, Texas, huge diehard Cowboy fan. I'm only 24, so I really didn't get to see any of the great 90s with the triplets or, you know, Roger Staubach, so I had to go through what my dad told me. But I've seen Dez Bryant for the entire 8 years he was here. I remember I was in high school when he got drafted and how excited I was seeing how good of a player he was at OSU. And, you know, he just brought so much emotion to our team. And I remember the Green Bay catch, or, you know, the catch. Well, now it is a catch anyways. But just seeing his emotion when the refs changed the ruling on the field, and it was so heartbreaking, and you could just see the hurt. And, I mean, you kind of fell in love with him. Sometimes he would get on your nerves with, you know, his attitudes, but, you know, he truly cared.
He definitely cares. He definitely cares. But here's the thing with some of that, Brian. If it is, I don't know, I'm not around, like, but if it starts to tire on your teammates, it's a lot easier to put up with when the production's there. It's harder when the production's not there. And then, like, sometimes you just need a change all around, right? I think the change will, like I said, probably be good for Dez in the short term. But the reality would say, well, I mean, you would agree with this, right? The reality would say that it is unlikely he continues to have a huge impact for a long time. That's just the way football and sports work, right? So
right, I
think short term, it will help him, and I don't think it's bad for Dallas either. Maybe it'll be better for both.
Oh, yeah. It worked when we got rid of T.O. back in 2008. So, I mean, we made the playoffs the next year. Who knows what's going to happen? But I mean,
when I was looking at the stats, you know what stood out to me is the targets he got. And the targets he got, he and Dak just weren't on the same page, and Dak was looking for him too much. So I think it will help. I'll give you a comparison. And this is not there's two comparisons I can give you. One is who is the receiver? I don't know why I can't think of his name right now. Kelvin Benjamin. Cam Newton, Kelvin Benjamin. His year in Carolina at the beginning of his career, he put up big numbers, but Cam Newton was always looking for him. And when he left, when he got hurt, Cam had that huge season. Because he started spreading the ball around. He wasn't looking down the one receiver. He wasn't worried about getting him the ball. All that. And then there's the Jeremy Shockey, Eli Manning scenario where somebody's coming back into the huddle and saying, throw me the ball, throw me the ball. Why aren't you throwing me the ball? What's wrong with you? Like, that wears on people. That wears on people. So I think you could see Dak Prescott have a much better year next year. One, because he's likely going to have Zeke Elliott back, right, for the whole year. And two, he's not going to be trying to please Dez Bryant. He's not going to be trying to, you know, make sure he's getting Dez Bryant the touches or looking down Dez Bryant. Because 132 targets is too many for 69 receptions. For only 12 yards per reception. I bet you this helps Dak Prescott. Because he'll go variety rather than just to Dez. And I think ultimately that will help.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
At Robin Lundberg on Twitter, Ryan Johnson tweets in, it's definitely a big deal that Dez is leaving because how much the Cowboys did for him when he was young and the impact that had on him and vice versa. He's one of the best Cowboys of all time. Well, I understand it has an emotional impact for a Cowboys fan. I'm talking about the actual impact it will have. In fact, I think what you'll see is a short burst performance from Dez Bryant with his new team and a uptick in performance from Dak Prescott as a result of him leaving because he's not over-targeting him. Nick Wood tweets in, what about Josh Gordon? 2013 season with the Browns had a revolving door at QB and back-to-back 200-yard games and 1,600 yards a year total. No excuse for Dez. Sports agent RJ tweets in, people are making excuses that Dez gets double-teamed. Yeah, well, so does Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, and every other elite receiver. But they make it work. Dez doesn't, and his antics aren't great for that young core. Hashtag Cowboys fan for life. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Tyrone in Columbia, South Carolina. Tyrone, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Tyrone?
Hey, Ron. Hey, Robin. Love the show.
Thank you, man. Good job catching yourself, by the way. I know your brain wanted to call me Ryan, but you wound up calling me Robin. Good job.
Yeah, this is about as big a deal as the Kardashian baby about to have to somebody in the middle of the Congo. It's not a big deal at all. Dez was never a burner when he came in the league. The big thing about Dez, he could catch the 50-50 balls over the middle. He had decent hands. He could get separation. He lost all that in the last 4 years. He can't get away from anybody. People stick to him like glue, and his hands are very questionable, as you pointed out. If he wanted to get paid, he had to have one of the three. He had to have a combination of the three, and he's done lost it. I think it's only big news because people love drama. It's kind of sad to me because somebody's actually making good decisions in Dallas now, and I'm kind of scared of that because they can turn into a juggernaut if they start making good decisions such as this.
Well, there you go. I mean, again, I do think it will help Dak Prescott because if Dez was chewing him out in the huddle or he was over-targeting, whatever the reason, I think spreading it around will help a little bit, and Dez wasn't the player that he was in the past. How about, this person's name is Cowboy? From Dallas, is that your given name here on CBS Sports Radio, or is your taken name?
No, that's my taken name, but my son's name is Cowboy Landry, and my other son's name is Dallas Cowboys.
Does that their actual? No. His name can't be Dallas Cowboys, because what's your last name?
My name is Ortiz. His name is Dallas Cowboys Ortiz.
Okay, so his middle name is Cowboys.
No. Yeah, his middle name is Cowboys. His first name is Dallas.
Okay, and then your other son's name is what?
Cowboy Landry.
His middle name is Landry. See, I was thinking your last name was Landry at first. So it's Cowboy Landry Ortiz and Dallas Cowboys Ortiz.
Yes, sir.
So you like the Dallas Cowboys?
I love them, man. I got Dak tattooed on me. I got Jerry Jones tattooed on me. I got Mr. Landry tattooed on me. Man,
are these guys all tattooed on? Like, where are they? Are they in, like, prominent? Are they on your back, or where are they?
No, they're on my sides, on my stomach, on my thighs, on my legs.
Are you going to run out of space? Would you tattoo something Dallas Cowboys on your face?
Yeah, no, not on my face, because I got a good-looking face. You know what I mean? So, you know, but I also got Brad Sham tattooed on me. I got their autographs. I got Drew Pearson's autograph tattooed on me. Look, I do this for my city. I'm a Rangers fan, Maverick fan, but I love Dez, but Dez was getting old on us. And like you said earlier, his antics weren't going to allow him to stay here no more. Winning cures everything, and we weren't winning last year. And he dropped too many balls. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you drop too many balls, you can't do what you do. It's, hey, rah, rah, rah. No, man, you got to tone down a little and play as a team. And like you said, now it's going to open up the offense for Dak because he ain't got to worry about, I got to get Dez a ball. Now he's going to get mad because if Dez don't catch a ball in the first 2-3 passes his way, that's it. We done lost in the whole game. You know, unless he's going to get the ball. And that's what I didn't like about my boy Dez. I love him. I thought he was going to be the next Michael Irvin. But, you know, I wish him luck on the next career path. But like you said, he's gonna be hot for the first, you know, games till he meets us. So I wish him the best of luck when he plays. But when he plays the Cowboys, nah, I hope he don't get nothing against us.
Do you regret the Dez Bryant tattoo or no?
No, I don't. Because like I said, these are my players. I saw him as a young Michael Irvin. I thought he was gonna sprout into Michael Irvin. You know what I'm saying? He had to fire everything. I said, okay, maybe he gets past all his incidents and he'll just find it. But no, he couldn't find it. And like I said, now they're not letting Jerry make the decision. Somebody else is making the decision.
Which is probably a good move. All right, thanks for the call. Say hello to Cowboy in Dallas for me.
I will, Robin. Appreciate you, man. I listen to you every Saturday morning, man.
Thank you, dude. Let's go to Travis in Fort Worth. Travis, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Travis?
Hey, yeah, I think on the field, I think it's going to have a pretty minimal impact. A couple of people have said that he was double-teamed. Well, from all the analytics that I've seen and people actually watch all the film, he really wasn't double-teamed, not much at all this past year. And when you think about it, why would you double-team a guy that, you know, basically average to good cornerbacks are saying, hey, we got no problem covering this guy. He runs three routes on the route tree. He's got 800 yards. And he's got 800 yards with the Cowboys forcing him the ball nonstop. I mean, and you brought that up several times. You know, we got Allen Hurns. Now, what if we throw the ball to Allen Hurns 130, you know, whatever times that we did, and see what kind of numbers he comes up with? But, you know, I started telling my buddies back in our texting group chat back in early 2016 when we were on a roll, I said, y'all notice Dez does not separate from receivers anymore? The guy just doesn't get open. Every time you throw it to him, there's somebody right on his hip. And so I think this is a long time coming. Dez always plays with emotion. I don't think that there's going to be some super big uptick in his production because he got more emotional. It's not going to make him run faster or jump higher.
No, I just mean motivated a little bit. Like, you know, like adrenaline carries you through. So, you know, a new change of scenery. Well, he's the best version of himself. I'm saying it's a short-term thing. It runs out. It has a half a season runway kind of thing.
Here's the only thing that a little bit scares me. Not a short burst of emotion. But let's pretend that his entire career, he did not pay attention to the details, which is very plausible. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden he's got this route guru coach, and he learns how to run 12 different routes on the route tree, and he really hones his craft, and all of a sudden he turns into another animal. I think that there is a slim chance of that, and that does scare me a little bit. But what are you going to do? You got to just, if that happens, fine, whatever. You got to let him go. Anyway, thanks for taking my call.
No, I appreciate it, and thanks for the call, and I think you and I are in agreement. 855-212-4227, Dez Bryant's release by the Cowboys, is it a big deal? I actually think it will help Dak Prescott. Tim in Plano, Texas. Tim, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello, yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Tim.
Okay, sorry, it's Sam, I'm sorry, I guess I told the wrong name.
Oh, it says Tim up here, it doesn't matter. Well, it does matter, your name is Sam, but as far as your point, it won't make your point any lesser. Go ahead, Sam.
Yes. Well, first, thanks for taking my call, man. Listen, I'm well aware of the fact that Dez's production has gone down through the years, I know that, but as a diehard fan, I'm going to say what I think all Cowboys fans know, and that's it's an emotional attachment that we have to this guy. We've been with him through the highs and the lows, we've seen him throw up the X. I don't think anything was more exciting as a Dallas Cowboys fan than seeing Dez throw up that X. And now knowing that there's a good chance that he's going to be doing that for another team, it's kind of like your ex-girlfriend is gone, going with another guy or something. You know, it kills you. And I think that's what most fans are upset about, and I know that's what's really hurting me. It's an emotional thing. But we know it's probably better for the team in the long run, and we'll see what happens. And that's all I got.
No, I understand. And look, I guess the beauty of sports, in a sense, is for something that doesn't matter at all, it matters so much to people. So you do get an attachment, I understand. I'm not a fan in the typical way, not because of my job, but just the nature of my personality, the way I grew up, well, whatever. I don't know the reason exactly. But I'm not like a diehard fan in that sense, but I know plenty of them. I talk to plenty of them. I understand how that might feel, you know, that attachment, how it might feel to root for somebody and pull for somebody for so long, have them be such a part of your existence, and then they're gone. So there's going to be that bummer aspect of it. But from the analytical standpoint, from, you know, the analysis, I really don't see how any Cowboys fan is too upset about what happened with Dez Bryant. Mark in Dallas. Mark, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry for what?
I thought I interrupted you. I'm sorry.
No, it wasn't possible because you weren't on the line until I put you on. So, like, yeah, now you can interrupt me if you want. Like, I'll start talking. Okay. Go ahead, interrupt me. I'm going to be talking until you start talking. Go ahead, interrupt me. Go.
All right, I want to make about one point or a couple points. One, Dak Prescott, he was never on the Dak. Or, I'm sorry, Dez was never on the Dak Prescott train when Romo gave Dak the leading role. One. Number two, that's how it leads me to know that it wasn't about money. $4 million pay cut, that's pocket change at Dez Bryant. I mean, you're going to tell me he didn't want to take a $4 million pay cut to become the team? Okay. Number three, his aggressiveness, Dak. I mean, Dak, he came up with because...
Unfortunately, Mark, your phone connection has interrupted you. As you're breaking up there, it's difficult to make out what you're saying. But I don't know from reports if it was about a pay cut or not. I know that the Cowboys are saving $8.5 million. Sometimes it can be a pride thing or a know your worth thing as much as a monetary thing when people are talking about pay cuts as well. Though it's not just about the dollars and cents necessarily. How about Dave in Youngstown, Ohio? Dave, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing today?
What's going on, Dave?
Hey, not too much. Hey, I would like to see him go to Cleveland Browns, put him with Josh Gordon and Landry there. You got the average quarterback with Tyrod Taylor. That'd be a formidable wide receiver core.
Yeah, you're talking about him going over to Cleveland, you said?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think he is, just because that's generally not the team people choose, and he is on record saying NFC East.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear him say that, but I mean, that would be nice, have him groom the younger guys a little bit. Another big receiver like Josh Gordon, and you got two of them going down the sidelines. Which one do you double team,
Sure, and Josh Gordon came back and looked great last year, but is Dez Bryant really the guy you want to be the mentor to your younger guys? Is that the role you peg Dez? No offense to Dez. I don't know if that's the role I'm bringing him in for. If I'm bringing Dez Bryant in, it better be to catch footballs and score touchdowns. It's not really to be like the guru for everybody else, especially Josh Gordon, too. It's not, you know what we need for team chemistry? Definitely the perfect combination, Josh Gordon and Dez Bryant. Perfect. We got it. Poor Tyrod Taylor. It's like, what's going on here? How about Mason in Florida? Mason, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Mason?
How do you think the Jacksonville Jaguars would be for Dez Bryant?
That makes some sense. Again, he says he wants to stay in the NFC East. I think that makes some sense because they have a ready-made structure. They're already good, as is. The thing about the Browns is they're not good, and I don't think Dez is going to elevate any team. So Jacksonville makes a little bit of sense and help Bortles out, who isn't the kind of guy who's beating you by himself, clearly. You want him on the Jaguars?
I do.
Jacksonville Jaguars fans, live and in the flesh here this morning. 855-212-4227 is the release of Dez Bryant actually a big deal or not? I mean, how many times have we seen a receiver at that level this late in their career switch teams and it turned out to be a huge deal? Jerry Rice played other places, it wasn't much. The biggest was Randy Moss, and what's funny about that is it happened twice. Like, he went to Oakland and it was nothing, it wasn't good. And then he went to the Patriots and it was historically good. T.O., I guess he switched teams a bunch, but most of that was in his prime, right? I mean, the last stops for T.O. were not the ones that stood out. He had the 49ers, clearly, and then the Eagles and the Cowboys, and all those were good for a stretch. But once he was done in Dallas, and these are guys who were better than Dez Bryant, I'm talking about, right? Where else did T.O. wind up? Buffalo and Cincinnati. Yeah, and he was not good there, right? That I can recall. T.O., I don't think there was ever a time where T.O. did nothing, but he didn't have the impact, I don't think, that he had in previous stops like he did in San Francisco and Philly and Dallas, of course. That's why you stop remembering the other teams. Right? It's harder to remember the ones where the impact isn't there when you're listing all the stops that everybody had when they were making their hay and making their hay. What a weird expression for me to use. I'm sorry to go off on a tangent, but I just catch myself saying that. Like, where he made his hay, like that's something I should be saying or colloquially talking about. Where's that expression come from? I guess because that's what you had to do back in the day is make hay somewhere. How do you make hay? Does anybody know? You ever made hay before, Anthony? He doesn't even want to answer.
No, I was screening somebody. No, I have not made hay.
That's it. That's all he had in the chamber for that one. How about Wes in Fort Worth, Texas? Wes, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Wes?
I was just going to say, you can't help but like Des Bryant just because of his story and kind of his upbringing and all that. But, I am partially sad to see him go, but it's not like we're losing Jason Witten or Dan Bailey.
Yeah. You mean guys who you think had the
guys that I think they're just more reliable and that just better leaders on the team.
Well, I wouldn't say, Des Bryant goes down as the best leader that the Cowboys have ever had. That isn't exactly on his resume. I don't think, I don't want to crush him too much because I don't think, I think he got better as his career went on. I think we all mature, right, as we get a little older. So I don't hate using that word. Sometimes I don't like using that word because it can come across a little condescending. But I think he matured a little bit in that. And I don't think this is just about, his conflicts with management or anything like that. I think it's, there's a natural part of his personality that's never going to go away and that could lead to him being demonstrative. But I don't think he's been destructive as of late to the organization. I just think his ability has declined a little bit. And the natural parts of his personality can wear on you over such a long relationship. And that's why it's over. All right, we tell somebody to check themselves every week. I'm going to tell a group of people to check themselves this week. That's coming up next. Robin Lundberg Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.